Line item. When upon my travels you are ever sought, when you are discouraged, taking off all this thought, count so many blessings and one by one, and if those are promises that the Lord has done, count so many blessings and one by one.
I was actually out in my t-shirt yesterday. It was 70 degree weather. Then it started to get the rain and then hail. And then it started to get snow after that. Only in Michigan. I'll tell you, the wonders that God hath wrought. I want to talk to you this evening about promises. Mainly it's about keeping promises. It's something that you find that is hard to do these days. And especially during an election year when they give us so many, these politicians give us so many promises, and how many of them are broken? I mean, it's you don't know what to believe anymore sometimes. So my question to you this evening is, have you ever... has anyone ever told you that they would do something that needed to be done and they didn't do it? How often has that happened? I know it's happened to me quite a bit. Maybe they promised you something and they just broke that promise. And they said that they were going to do something for you. Maybe you've been lied to. Has anyone ever lied to you before? You know, that happens quite a bit in this time. I don't know why it's so prevalent, but there's a lot of lies out there. And who's the father of lies but Satan himself? That's where all these lies come from. Did you ever count on someone, you know, for support, and just when you needed them the most, they weren't there for you? Or maybe this has actually happened to me. But maybe you saw a brochure for a vacation spot, and when you got there, a nice, beautiful, modern cabin that you saw in the photograph was the only one at the place, and it was occupied. And you had to settle for something much less. You know, all these things can make you disillusioned, and you feel deceived. And that's not a good feeling for any of us. You don't know what to trust anymore. Ronald Reagan, our former president many years ago, once said, "Trust but verify." It's a sad thing that we have to do that sometimes. That you have to check on the very thing that you should be trusting people on. But it's a fact of life these days. And deception is very disabling. And it's very evil. It's a very evil element. It's a false misrepresentation, fabrication, dishonesty, and fraud. And these are all synonyms of deception. But, you know, I have used these words to illustrate what God is not. God will not give you fraud. He will not deceive you. For God can only tell truth. He'll only make promises that He will keep. So, we tend to be skeptical. My mouth is dry. We tend to be skeptical of everything we see in this life. We don't know what to believe anymore. It leaves us vulnerable and gullible in many cases because of our past experiences. So we don't know what to believe. We've been deceived once too often. It's been said that fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. For I should have known the first time after you deceived me that it could happen again. See, God knows that we are apt to be skeptical, that we are apt to not believe a lot of things. He knows the intense condition that we have based on our past experiences. But we see, we are relieved when we find that there is someone out there that is honest with us. If you find a friend that's willing to support you and is willing to tell you the truth, no matter what the situation, you need to hold them tight. For such friends are hard to find. And as Christians, that's exactly what we need to be. We need to be the ones that are there to tell it like it is, whether it's something that they want to hear or not. Because that's what a friend will do. They'll tell you what you need to know, whether you need to hear it or not. It's important that we keep our promises and we hold that support with that friend. We have in Hebrews chapter 6, and I'm going to go back to 13, verse 13. I'm going to read all the way through to 18. And this is God's promise to Abraham. And I illustrate this because it was such a huge promise that God made to Abraham. And he says, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you.' And so after he had plentifully endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus, God determining to show more abundantly the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, and confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Let me read that again. It is impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. God cannot lie. He will keep His promises. Let me go to Isaiah chapter 40. Excuse me, let me find it real quick. And I'm going to read from verse 6 to 8. And Isaiah wrote here, the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? For all flesh is grass, and all of its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. Whether grass withers, the flower fades. Right, note what he says after this. But the word of our God stands forever. If you've made a promise and you have not kept it, think about your life and what you need to do to correct that promise. Perhaps someone has lied to you. Maybe you need to confront them and talk to them. Or maybe you've done the reverse and have lied to somebody else. Maybe you've made a promise to somebody and you've been lax on finishing that promise. God has promised us a wonderful place in heaven if we but obey His commandments. But He's also promised us a very terrible place if we do not. You've heard the word tonight. You know what needs to be done. You know the promises are always kept by God. If you need to come forward and take care of anything that you need to do, come forward tonight as you stand and sing.
Who at the door is standing, patiently calling in, entrance within demanding, who is the voice I hear, sweet.
Shall we be your abode?
Amen.